Hello gamers. You guys are tuned into the
DLB Network. Man, bros and brudettes, you're tuned into the DLB Network podcast.
Yeah, boy, it's time to get the show started. This is the DLB Network Gaming Podcast.
Buenos dias. Chatas. No, okay. Wait.
Relax. Whoa. Yikes. Where was you going? Did you say chancletas?
No.
Are you talking about slides? Like, what are we talking about? Are we talking about sandals?
Oh, man.
Shout out to my chancletas.
Shout out to my brownies out there. My brownies.
From the darkies?
Right. Shout
out to my... From the darkies.
Oh, welcome to another episode of the DLB Network Podcast. This is episode 338. I am one of your hosts, DLB, alongside with me, as always, your favorite, Mr. Hood Nerd.
Yep.
So just get this out of the way early. If you guys want to highlight us on the Twitters, make sure you guys hit us up, even during the podcast, highlight us at Hood Nerd CEO. That's Hood, obviously. And then you guys can get at me, DLB23. Holla at us. Talk to us. Let us know what's on your mind. Gaming, non-gaming. Y'all got a topic I want us to talk about. Holla at us. We some jigaboos. We'll do whatever. We'll tap dance. Tell us what to do.
Samboing now?
How you been, man? What you been up to?
I don't know, my jigaboo friend. No, I've been cool, man. I've been working. Busy a little bit.
Mm-mm.
But working, staying out the way, you know, things are starting to open up kind of, but I'm still tucked. You're not seeing people getting a haircut. I was like, it's not that serious, but cool. Good luck. How about yourself?
Did you go and get your hair cut? Because I know some people are.
Hell no.
Okay. Because one of my homeboys hit me. He was like, yeah, I'm at the shop. I'm like, oh, they open now?
Yeah, my homie, I seen a picture on
I thought it wasn't supposed to be until like June or something like that.
I mean, you already know what time
it is. Yeah, these was like, well, true.
People hella vain.
Mm-hmm.
And they getting their hair cut. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, no, I'm not going. No. Not for a while. It's not that serious. I'm working from home. Nothing's open, so it's not like I'm going anywhere. You're not going on no dates. So what are you getting your hair cut for?
Yourself. I want to fuck the shit out of me, okay?
I do that anyway. I don't need the quarantine to do that.
Oh, shit. The highlight of the podcast right there. It's about to get real up in here today.
We don't really got nothing to talk about.
Nothing. I've been beating hella games. I done beat more games this year than I have probably in my whole life combined.
Yeah, I just beat Final Fantasy Remake.
Okay.
Yesterday, actually.
How many years of your life you putting to that?
Hey, you know what's crazy? We don't care. We eating on the podcast and shit. Because there's something to talk about. So he's like so unprofessional right now. I'm like,
this is a barbecue kicking at Memorial Day edition.
Happy belated Memorial Day. I'm like, you know what I'm saying? I put some time in the chair. I'm like, damn, bro. Etiquette. I'm chewing in somebody's ear. I just thought, I was like, damn, I'm somebody's ear. Yeah. I'm ASMR in somebody's ear right now. Somebody getting turned on. Like, oh shit, that food sounds delicious.
Somebody's Sorry. Getting hungry as hell right now. It's almost like lunchtime.
I put 46 hours almost on the dot. I
think a baker's 46. Dozen.
It's a little more than a baker's dozen. But nah, I put 46 and like some seconds into it. Yep.
Some seconds.
No, for real. It was like 46 hours, you know, and then like
50-something seconds. Exactly. You're
like, hella dumb.
No, for real, I did. It was
bro,
like
you should have played for 3 more seconds then.
Mm-mm, I wanted that 46. I like some zeros. It looked tight. I was like, oh, shit, I almost made like perfect.
That was hella funny. Man. Okay, let's just get straight to it. What are y'all doing over at Sony? Is this June 3rd thing? What is this?
I don't know why you asking me these questions. I really don't.
Because you work there. And these fools are reporting on this stuff like it's factual.
No, I don't work there. I work at home.
That's funny. That's hella funny.
No, the people that are there know more than I'll ever know.
Because, who is this? This is PlayStation Lifestyle. Yo, you know what would be dope is if PlayStation had condoms. Every time I see that website, I always think of PlayStation condoms because Lifestyle.
I wish we was on video. Because my face. I was like, what?
Random moment.
Bro, I was looking down. I looked up like you were here. Like, I was like, what? What the fuck are you talking about?
Oh man, they need to go ahead and have it. Yo, that would be a dope. They could do some dope marketing around that. They could do some dope marketing around PlayStation Lifestyle condoms. Anyways,
dog.
Yeah, they're speaking on this Sony event as if like it's true. They're like June 3rd. Is now less than a week away, and barring the change of due to the pandemic, I'm like, yo, they haven't confirmed anything unless I missed it. This particular detail comes from a report on Virtual Beat, backing the recent Bloomberg story that
Venture Beat.
Thank you. I told you, you're the smart one on here. They are talking as if June 3rd is the factual date in this article. And PlayStation Lifestyle normally is very professional when it comes to their reporting. But nonetheless, if it does happen, it is the worst kept secret ever of all time.
Somebody, whoever this reporter is, obviously has an inside track. You know what I'm saying? They have to because.
But my thing is, let me look at my calendar. June 3rd is what? Wednesday, I think?
Yeah, Wednesday.
So let's say that it is like, when does Sony say bring your ass and come watch? Tuesday?
Yeah, they could. I mean, shit, if they wanted to boss up, they could just do it at 9 a.m. on, you know what I'm saying? On that day, and be like, hey, be here at 3. Who not going to show up? It's not, listen, you're in a space that would be really bossy. And you're in a space to where you know everybody's at home.
I just wish they'd be gangsta and just be like, yo, y'all want to see some new shit? Come check it out right here. Yo, they need to have, what was old boy's name? He's not the CEO of T-Mobile no more. He stepped down, but.
I forgot his name, but I know you're talking about.
Yo, he is the most dopest executive
He didn't step down. He got fired. That merger. They got him up out of there with that merger.
But he is like. I don't know why more CEOs ain't like him. Him and Mark Cuban's kind of there too. But man, he would be in their promo videos just cussing and saying this and that about Verizon. And I'm like, this dude is pretty dope.
Yeah, but that's not for everybody. And that's also why T-Mobile just got, you know, they were like the third biggest. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, they were like the. That's the brand. Oh yeah, we really going for it this podcast.
I forgot that the mute button.
We going for it. Fuck that, huh? Sorry, I did that earlier too. But yeah, they were third, so they were like, they could just do whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like they just get to be the wild boys and do what the fuck they want. But
they definitely changed some shit up. Cause like nobody got contracts no more.
nah, it's over for that. Yeah, they changed the game with that one, and for the better, man. And that's the things that the smaller guy can do. He can take those risks, right? Like, I mean, look at 2K. You know, they took.
Man, that's why. Man, speaking of that,
back in the day, Visual Concepts 2K, not the 2K we know today.
Freaking Madden and the NFL is extending this bullshit even longer.
I saw a rumor about that like last week. I saw that, you know, that it was already in the works. And I was like, well, there it is. More Madden.
Yo, shout out to the first off, I didn't know that the NFL had a I'm not gonna say it right, but they have a gaming division. And the head of that gaming division is a black woman. So shout out to her. That is what's up. I was on gameindustry.biz, and that's where I was reading the article at.
Well,
and I didn't even, first of all, I didn't know the NFL had a gaming division.
I mean, they have a movie division. They have a, you know, they have to with that license. With all those licenses, they have
I never even thought about that before.
You gotta. But,
and then the fact that it was led by a black woman, I was like, well, look at that. Talk about diversity. So, you know, I'm going to be real black and be like, yo, Jay-Z did that.
She better not kneel, though. Or she going to get blackballed from the league.
No point in did it. But, yeah, you almost made me turn all the way left, but I'm going to wait till the end of the podcast for that. You almost made me go super left. Because okay, focus. So, anyways, so this PlayStation event is supposed to take place next Tuesday or Wednesday. I'm excited for it. I wonder, my only question is this just going to be them being like, yo, here's like a 1.5 to 2 hour event. Here it all is. This is it. Boom. The Super Bowl. Bam.
That would be tight. I just don't think that's how it's going to happen.
I hope that's not how it happens.
I don't think, honestly. I think what we'll probably get sometime in the coming weeks or whatever. And this is all just, you know, this is all just me being a fan. I don't have any information. I have to preface that. And if I did, I wouldn't tell y'all. I think it would be, they'll probably like do like a drip feed, like how they kind of have been doing, but it'll be like a bigger, you know, it'd be like specific events to talk about specific things about the console or a title and moving forward after they do like whatever they do this first time. I just don't think the first time is going to be like a extravaganza.
Because I feel that's the way that it should be.
Because then if you do that, then you know you still have what, June, July, August, September, October, November, you know, if it's coming out. So that's 5 to 6 months, 7 months or whatever. For, you know what I'm saying, with no news, you'd be like, then it'd be right back to just like it was. You know what I'm saying? Like, we haven't heard anything. So if you like every other month or every month leading up to it, you got something going on, then you keep people kind of like thirsty.
Well, I think on Sony's behalf, so let me put this all out there. Don't get me wrong. I like and I appreciate Microsoft's approach more with showing and telling, just being transparent. I like that. However, on Sony's behalf, they really, like, once they, like, if they did just have this event and that was it, third party and so on is going to keep their name in the news anyway, because now third party developers and everybody else is going to be showing off their games. Well, and
I just think the amount of hype that is surrounding this console is crazy. And I don't think a lot of people, because there was a lot of negative, and what people forget, especially a lot of younger people, is that all press is good press. It doesn't matter if they're talking about you negatively. If you're big enough, you will weather that, and it only makes you bigger, because then it intrigues people on why. You know what I'm saying? So like for them, it's just the news has been so like, oh, Sony hasn't did this, Sony did this, but people are still talking about them no matter what. Like, they haven't even made a move and people are like, what are they going to do? I'm going crazy. I hate what they're doing. It's like, yeah, but once they do it, you're going to want to tune in, whether it's a train wreck or not, you're going to want to see. So it's going to get eyes, a lot of them. So it's even just making it, it's almost making the brand stronger in a weird way. It's weird. It's like, I really think what they did is going to work. And it's a very tried and true formula. They didn't go for the newer age route. And I think it might work for them. Cause I think it's just, people forgot that feeling of like not getting information all the time. Cause we live in an era of getting information at the drop of a dime, right? We know everything instantly. You know what I'm saying?
the way they're going about this is they're going back to like when you used to get like random articles and like EGM and shit. You know what I'm saying? That's what it kind of feels like to me, at least. And I could be wrong.
No, no, you're absolutely right.
It just feels like even, that old
even
school.
When they finally said something, they went through Wired magazine.
Yeah, which was very like, weird for me. Right.
Which was, I was like, bro, we are in.
But it just
2019?
Felt, it's starting to feel very old school. And for some of my younger listeners that didn't get to experience that the 90s version of gaming, you know, we didn't get the kind of information that you get now. There was no, like, deep dive of a trailer, or there were no trailers. There were commercials when the game was about to come out.
Mm-hmm.
But we didn't get no, oh, look at this trailer 2 years before a game comes out. We would read about a game, there would be like artwork, maybe a character design, and you would just
no podcast.
So you would just read this article. The writer had to be a good writer for you to envision the game that he got to see or learn about, and then now you're just waiting for it to come out. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yep.
You know, you didn't have the Instagram page or the Twitter where you knew. It was just like, damn, I really can't wait to play this game that I imagine about. And then
there was no way to Google it.
Nothing. So you just had to wait. So I think we're kind of, they did something like that. And I don't even know if it was intentional. It could have been, you know, they had other plans and the pandemic changed that. Yeah, because we can say pandemic. We just can't say COVID. Or we're not big enough. Nobody cares about what we're talking about. Outbreak. But anyway, yeah, like COVID. We're not monetized. We can say whatever the fuck we want. Yeah, so the fucking damn, I lost my train of thought. Fucking stupid. But like I keep trying to get it back and I'm not gonna get it back. What did I say?
Because you were talking about how it has that nostalgia, that old school approach, yeah, gotta, that old school feel.
Yeah, it has a lot of fucking. It just has a very retro feel to me now. Like the way I'm looking at it, it's almost like, you know, we're like I said, EGM or you know some old school magazine from back then, Game Fan. You know, they used to have cool art in the back. Like those type of Game Pro, all those magazines from back in the day when you had to get information like that. And then you didn't get a lot of information. You know, it was kind of like scarce when you got your information. So, yeah, it just feels like that now. And it's crazy because I even started getting impatient. I even started, damn, when we going to hear something? When we going to see, when we going to do it? And it's like, damn, they kind of, now it's got me feeling like how it used to be. Where you would get like a glimpse in a book and then you had to like imagine the rest until they gave it to you or until E3 when they actually showed it off. And then you're still reading about what you saw at E3. There was no live stream. It was like it would happen and then you would read about it and then you would see hella pictures and you'd be like, oh, look at Mario 64. You know what I'm saying? Like that's what it was. And it kind of feels like that. And I know a lot of people who are younger, you know, my generation, because I'm a millennial, the oldest, the elder millennial, you know, that's not their game. You know, we TikTok now, you know, even the future generation, I forgot what's the next generation. What's your daughter's generation? It's Z, right? He's scared. It's Z, right? There's Z. I think they're like Gen Z.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's right. Because X.
I never played attention to all that. I wonder.
Well, X was before, and then you have millennials. Right, and then you have Z. So yeah, there's Z or whatever, Gen Z, whatever, you know, whatever the fuck that means. But yeah, they're Gen Z. Yeah, we got a name. We didn't get a gen. We just got millennials because we were, I guess, in of age during the millennium, the turn of the century. I guess I don't know, but yeah. Either way, I'm hyped for it though. Whatever they show.
Yeah,
like I want to see it.
I'm definitely ready for it.
I think that Unreal demo really made me go like, "Oh fuck, that's tight." You know what I'm saying? Like I think that one, the Halo Master Chief one, was one of those moments where I was like, "That I can see the next gen in that." You get what I'm saying? Like when I was watching that trailer, I was like, "This don't look like nothing I could play right now." Like this looks different. Like that hologram, the clarity, the way the smoke looks, like some of the stuff in that trailer looked really next gen. I'm pretty sure it's going to look even better now because they've had more time and it's just a demo or a video. But yeah, I'm excited, man. I'm excited to play these new experiences.
As I am as well. That's why I can't wait until we it seems like June is going to be a pretty big month.
I mean, it's E3 month anyway, so, you know, or what the, yeah. What was E3. So we definitely going to get a lot of information. You know what game I want to see more of, and I don't even know what it's about, but I was super interested in it. The Ubisoft game, Gods and Monsters.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That kind of checked the box for me. I don't even know the gameplay style, but I like the visuals, and that was another one when I saw, I was like, if that's actual gameplay, that is a next gen title. You know what I'm saying? That's not a current gen title. That's why when it got pushed, I was like, because at first it was like, oh, it's coming out. And then when it got pushed, I was like, yeah, I think they were showing off like high end stuff. Like, that wasn't like, you're not gonna see it on PS4 or Xbox right now, currently.
Yeah, I'm definitely excited to see what's in store. That's why I can't wait for June to come.
Overwatch 2, Destiny 3 eventually. I mean, there's going to probably be another Division.
Of course.
You know, and I'm just thinking about third parties right now. I'm not even thinking about like first party stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like,
well, speaking of first party, the Gran Turismo 7 leaks for 2020 release have been hitting the press like crazy as of late. And I mean, hell, the time frame makes sense. Because, I mean, how long has it been since, I was about to say GTA, since Gran Turismo? Since the last Gran Turismo release. It's been a while. So, this would be perfect timing, either for it to be a launch or... You know, the new term these days is launch window. So, I mean, I could definitely see that game coming by fall 2021 at the latest. Because I was thinking about that being a launch title, because it's been a minute since there's been a Gran Turismo. And when you talk about
a numbered Gran Turismo.
Yeah, yeah, yes. Because that's their...
Sport is still a lot. Sport's like the prologue. Like sports, exactly. Like, yeah, it was just like prologue. It's. I mean, it's a fleshed out game, but it's not a full fledged Gran Turismo game.
Exactly. I remember when we used to didn't even get those. That used to only just be a Japan thing. Like them over there, that used to be a thing that they only.
Yeah,
got
we
those.
Never got the. I forgot the other one that wasn't prologue, but yeah, we never got those because we're not. America's not big on racing. Like we are, there are people that love racing. Like shout out to U.S. Army, he's big on racing, and other people. I got a couple coworkers that are huge on racing, but like that community is small. That community is almost like what the fighting community was. You know what I'm saying? Where it's very like,
yeah, it definitely is bigger over there. Yeah, but
Europe for sure, it's a monster in Europe. Like Europe is driving country. Like, you know what I'm saying? They love cars. They love driving. So they love driving sims.
Make some of the best vehicles ever.
Yeah, that's facts.
But yeah, so I'm excited to see. Now, if they get Gran Turismo running at like higher than 60, I can only imagine what the hell that would
Well, they
look
can.
Like.
Think about it. It's racing, so it's not.
Oh, I know they can. Racing,
so if that was the goal to get that to be able, if you have a capable monitor,
and I hope that is. I'm hoping that is the game. Like I see Gran Turismo like as the. You want to see what PlayStation exclusives can do. That I imagine that to be like the showcase game. Like if I'm a high executive at Sony, like this is our coming out party. This is our showcase game. This game is about to show you why you need
Gran Turismo
a PlayStation
takes
5.
Lessons from Drive Club.
In what regards to connectivity or
no.
social
no,
aspect?
No, visuals.
Okay,
Drive Club's, and shout out, man, that game was beautiful. Drive Club's weather was probably arguably the best of any generation.
Really don't know why they got rid of that studio personally.
Yeah, I don't know either. I don't know why they didn't give them another shot. Like they
got a couple of bad breaks, which wasn't their fault. It was Sony.
Yeah.
First off, they overhyped MotorStorm.
Well, no, MotorStorm 1 was good, and MotorStorm 2 was actually really good. Well,
I meant with the mud thing. The whole visuals with that, unfortunately, when they unveiled that, and then it came out, and it wasn't.
Yeah, they did the target trailer. But MotorStorm 1 was a good game. I think 2 was, the best.
It was. I liked
2 was the best. No, it was 3, I think. It was 3. It was the one with the earthquakes and shit. I think that was the third one, and that was the one that was a bad – it wasn't good. And then
Drive Club. I forgot what happened with that.
It was supposed to be a plus title. Then it didn't end up. So remember, they touted it as a free game, a launch game. You were going to get Drive Club at launch, right? For free. If you bought PlayStation Plus, you got Drive Club. And then, if I remember correctly, it got pushed back. And then people were upset. Oh, then it came out early.
Yeah, because something had went down.
It came out early, and then there was no plus queue. And then the servers were bad.
Because I remember it didn't hit as original release date.
And then when it did come out, the servers were fucked, right? So all the features that they touted didn't really start working until 2 months later, right? So then...
I think that's when that hack happened.
No.
Because I remember two games had an internet issue. I remember Drive Club was one, and I remember SOCOM was the other one.
Way away from SOCOM.
I'm saying I remember two games having an issue, a launch issue.
It wasn't a hack. It was just that they didn't know the amount of people that were going to download and play that game. So their servers weren't ready for the load.
They wasn't ready,
and it killed them, and then it fucked up their servers, and their servers were fucked for hell long. And the game is so dependent on the internet, because there's challenges that you have to do on it. But that's not what I'm talking about. Fuck that. They have problems. It's a tragic story.
I was only saying that to say it wasn't their fault. Most of those people are doing dirt.
So you know, I think they're dirt. I think that's Codemasters. Yeah. I think a lot of people
that studio love making mud. They love making mud.
But yeah, so no, but their environment.
Which also, side note, Dirt is supposed, according to developer from Dirt, that game is supposed to be one of the first third party games to hit 120.
Yeah, racing games are going to do that though.
We'll see, because I really want to see. Are we truly talking 120? Are we talking our game truly runs at 60? But there's points that it does hit 120, our game is running at 120?
So I mean, the only time I would see a racing game drop is if there's hella cars potentially, right? But then. When you combine that with VRR, you probably won't even notice the drop anymore.
And that's why I can't wait until we get up in here, because I'm excited to try and see how this stuff is going. Because a lot of these developers, this is their first time messing with that technology compared to a lot of PC developers. Well, so I'm really, to be fair, I just can't wait. Fair, I'm excited.
I mean, it's not like Dirt isn't on PC. So for the Codemasters guys, that's whatever. You know what I'm saying? Maybe some first party teams are going to have difficulty with it because they don't necessarily use the code for that or whatever. But third party guys, they doing that already. So Activision, Ubisoft, their teams are very capable of doing that. So I don't see a problem with it at all. If Dirt says 120.
But get back to your point, because I don't want you to forget.
I still got it locked in this one. I got this locked in.
Okay.
It's the visuals. Visually, so Gran Turismo's cars look amazing. But if you look at anything else in Gran Turismo, it's not very pretty. Right?
Do you think it's because they put all of their work and effort into the vehicles? Think
now you can also have those luscious real worlds, right? Instead of Gran Turismo since the beginning of time has done when they do the downtown Tokyo, Tokyo race or whatever, going through Tokyo or whatever. Mm-hmm. It's so bland. It's just so bland. It's like, ugh. And another thing about Gran Turismo that I've always hated, they don't do motion blur well. They don't do motion blur at all. So that's why games like Forza and other racing games look faster.
You know what I'm saying? Like they look, the car looks like it's moving because the trees and things are blurred, but in Gran Turismo, they don't do that.
Yeah.
And it's probably because they were trying to really go for a racing sim and then motion blur, you know, I guess that'll probably take away, but maybe now it won't. Like, I don't know. And I don't know if the GT fans want motion blur, but it's always been a thing with GT with me. Like it just doesn't, it never feels fast because that's because of the object motion blur. Like it doesn't blur the lines where you would see like trees looking blurry. Everything's just in focus. Perfect. And the car kind of just shifts around the track very smoothly. Yeah.
I would like to see more socialness included in Gran Turismo this go around.
Yeah.
Especially I really hope that these consoles have like a built-in spectator mode, like outside of Twitch and Mixer, like just built into the console. Cause like if you, Trig and Snake are playing and I just want to watch y'all race, like that is one of the perfect games to spectate, like is Gran Turismo or just racing games just in general or sports games just in general. So I really hope that like these consoles are like super connected and super social, because that is literally the world. We are the most social we've ever been. We are the most connected we've ever been. Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. You keep, man, stop it. Because every time you say something, it triggers me to think about this current situation that's going on right now. But you are right, for better or for worse. But I'm excited for Gran Turismo, though. Really, really excited for Gran. I've always been, well, I used to be back in the PlayStation 1, PlayStation 2 days. I was just really in the cars at that time. Like Gran Turismo, Need for Speed. I used to play all the racing games. Like that was like my thing back then. But it had died out. I'd probably say after Burnout. It kind of slowly started to die out, so the PlayStation 3 era.
Yeah, but with Drive Club, man, like, visually, like, if you go back and look at that game, and it's a 2015 game, it still kind of holds. Like, the weather, the lighting,
That was an impressive studio, man. They got rid of some talented cats.
Like, in dark, it looked like you were really racing in the dark. And then, like, when the lightning would flash, and it would, like, flash, and you would see everything, it's like, if it flashed close enough, it would light everything up around you. It's like, that's how it really looks like when you're driving and that happens. Like, you know what I'm saying? So like the way.
And even the drive mechanics when. Yeah, the car get a little slippy. That.
They didn't know what they wanted to do. Right. And I get it. They didn't want to make an arcade racer and they didn't want to make a sim. So it was kind of like this in-between game. And a lot of people didn't like that. They didn't like that. But I kind of.
I felt they had a space, man. I really did.
I don't want to go fully sim, but I didn't want to be. Because
it was kind of arcadey. It was social.
It had a curve to it. Like, it had a learning curve to learn how to drive a car.
Yeah, the women like but that.
Yeah, it had a rubber banding issue, though. Them cars, boy, you were not keeping that place because that shit's a shoot in front of you. Like, okay, did you get shot out of a rocket? Like, how'd you get so fast?
Man, I this is one thing I've said on the podcast before, and I've said to you, it's like, I truly hope that. Because with every generation, the one thing we always hear about is smarter AI. And I really hope that's the case this generation, because I have yet to see a generation where, like, yes, the AI may get a little smarter, but really the game just cheats more. Like, anytime you're playing on a harder setting in any game, the game just cheats more.
That's really all it is. It makes you weaker. So, like, let's use 2K for one of the worst games.
Mm-hmm.
2K20 is one of the worst games ever created.
It's so predictable, bro. It's so predictable. Like, oh, fourth quarter comes,
you
already know what's happening.
you could have had the game of your life for the first three quarters. Let the fourth quarter come, or maybe not the fourth. It's just there's going to be a period in the game where you're not going to make anything. You're not going to be able to
if
make.
I'm leading in the fourth.
You're not going to make a good pass. In the fourth. You're not going to do anything right. Like you're going to become inept. Your players are not going to make shots.
I've never seen this happen before, and I've only seen it happen to me. But I'll never forget when I shot this three pointer, and I was green, and green means it perfect. Green means that's automatic. Yeah. That's going in, and I missed. And I was like, whoa, I ain't never seen anybody miss. And after that, that's when like, I haven't 2K, played 2K since. Like, I haven't played 2K seriously.
My homie got me in this league, man. I hate it. I literally dread it. Like, it's like, I used to love 2K. And 2K, listen, 2K is still a...
I can't wait to see what 2K will look like next year.
They just, they hit it. Listen, every game deserves an L. 2K20 is a big L, but 2K is still 2K. It's still the beast. Like, it's not Madden.
Because I'll never forget when I was working at Best Buy when the 360 was getting ready to come out, and we had a demo
at that time. I was working at 2K.
So you already know it. So we had a demo running of NBA 2K.
I was there not the 360, the first year. It was like, I think, the second or third iteration. That's when I was at 2K or at Visual Concepts. Yep.
Yeah, and I remember we had that demo running on the Xbox, and, you know, obviously people come and play it if nobody's playing, you know, to just play the little simulation. And but nonetheless, I was one of the team that came in to set it up. So you would have your Microsoft, Sony rep, Nintendo reps, they come in, they bring the stuff, and then they had an employee that would help them put it together. So I helped them put up their display stuff. So nonetheless, though, that was the first demo that was running, and that was my first time seeing NBA 2K on the Xbox, right, on next gen, period. And seeing them fools sweat and seeing the jerseys.
I still remember. I still remember the tech demo they did for.
Excuse me.
Off the rails. I remember seeing the tech demo they did with LeBron for. I think it was for the PlayStation 4 360. It was like when they were showing off their new engine. I still remember they had like LeBron like dribbling. And I remember just being like, oh my God, bro. Like, that's the craziest.
And I swear that game don't play that, like, NBA 2K is a good game, but that game does not play like they trailers be making it look. Like, them trailers be looking like real life NBA basketball. Then you actually play. I'm like, it don't play that smooth.
Yeah,
they
just hope that they,
Notice how all their trailers are in slow mo. It's very rare that they're like at normal pace.
The collisions of the AI just blocking you up and down the court. It's like, bro, come on. Why is he able to keep up? How is this center chasing me down? Like, what the fuck is this game about?
Man. But I really hope it improves. I hope they're taking all the feedback. Because I was on, there's a Reddit. Like I told you, I'm starting to get into Reddit. There's a Reddit, a 2K Reddit. And people are bashing the shit out of that game, and there was somebody from 2K in there.
The user reviews, like on any site.
See, I wonder if anybody pays attention to Metacritic anymore, because people used to always bash Metacritic. I still go to Metacritic. I'm just saying,
like, look at the user reviews on Metacritic, not just the Metacritic score, but usually look at what the people are saying, right? And like, it's like a, I think it's like a 1.0 or something this year, or something crazy.
That's funny. But yeah, I hope they're listening. I hope it's not a situation where all people are hating or all these are people that don't even play the game. Like, I really hope that they're paying attention and listening, because the game, like, one thing that game will never lose is that game looks amazing. And I mean, hell, it's the only basketball simulation game we got. So.
Yeah, I mean, listen, when 2K is good, it's good, right? It's just, they need to. My problem is, I think sometimes it gets a little. They try to turn it into a fighting game, and there's nothing wrong with that. But it's just sometimes some of the moves don't work the way you want them to work, and maybe I just don't get it, and I'm not that good anymore. Who knows? But sometimes, like when
I would say that if we didn't see,
yeah, right, like we're seeing a lot of people complain about it. I don't know. It's just. It doesn't feel like it's a skill-based game. I know we were on a sports tangent, and that's not what we were talking about. But, like, yeah, it just doesn't feel skill-based anymore. Like I don't really like Call of Duty, right? Because Call of Duty doesn't feel skill-based. It feels like it's almost like it's just luck. It's like it's chance. You know what I'm saying? Like, you'll have the draw on somebody, and then you won't kill them, but they'll kill you. And it's like, what? Was it just Rochambeauing? Is it just, you know what I'm saying? Like, shoot, one. You know, like, what's happening? Where a game like Apex Legends, Apex feels like when you're in a battle with somebody, it actually feels like you have a chance. You know what I'm saying? So it feels like two people dueling. Whereas Call of Duty, it doesn't feel like that. It just feels like, yeah, well, you know what I'm saying? Like, good luck. Like, and I don't know. And then it didn't, Call of Duty used to feel like that. It used to be a lot of skill involved in it, but now it's just like, I don't know. It's just, it's like RNG. It's like, whatever.
Sometimes I wonder, like, have video games became too complex for the developers? Like, is there too much going on? Like, it used to just be like a single player and then a multiplayer. Now it's like a single player. Then there's not only just multiplayer, but now you got to get cosmetic items.
But you know what? I have a lot of hope for this generation. And not just because of like processing power. I really do think that the SSDs and these consoles will change the way we game and how games works, right? I keep seeing a lot of developers talk about people don't really understand what we're going to be able to do with being able to read and write that fast instantly. You know what I'm saying? Like, there, because like certain developers I've seen, they said,
that'll mean y'all fucked up games.
That's some of them, yeah. But no, some of them, like, there's certain things they've had to, certain parts of the game they had to remove because they just didn't have the speed or the space for it, right? So now, being that you can load these assets in and out as fast as you need them, that's going to change some shit, man. That means you can allocate different shit for different shit. You know what I'm saying?
I hope so man.
You know, a lot of times they had to do tricks to make things work. Now they might have to use those tricks, but also have the same like new power behind it. So like, I think we're going to see some cool shit. Like, and people forget about super sampling. I'm pretty sure super sampling techniques have gotten better, right? I mean, obviously we see that with the PS4 Pro and Xbox, you know what I'm saying? Like most games are, you can't really tell unless you start pixel peeping like fucking Digital Foundry. Right. But that's what they like. But even then, sometimes they're like, this shit is so good, you know, you can't really tell. A lot of places are saying you can't, like 1440p is good enough. You know what I'm saying? Like a person can't really tell between 1440p or 2160.
Man, bro, there's a lot of people that can't tell the difference between 1080p and 720.
They're crazy because that was a difference. I was like, oh, you can see the difference.
So. There's people who see just a clear screen, and you could tell them it is what it is, and they'll be like, "Oh yeah!" Like I said, I always tell people I'll never forget when Jimmy Kimmel. Yeah, I'll never forget when Jimmy Kimmel. It was like when the iPhone 8 had came out. They were going out with like an iPhone 6. And they were telling people it was the brand new iPhone, and these were people who owned it. And they were like, "Oh yeah, I could tell the difference. Oh yeah, I could. Yeah, it's more faster."
But
sometimes when you mentally tell people stuff, it's
you know
like
how that goes. Like, and especially when TV cameras, and especially,
and I feel like sure, that's a large majority
TV cameras in front of their face. They feel like no one's gonna. You probably rarely see. Or they cut it out where somebody's like, "Man, this is an old phone." Because it doesn't fit their narrative too, right? So it doesn't fit the TV show's narrative to have people look smart. Because guarantee,
but even for the people who do, like, I'm like, dang,
just the old joint. I got the new one. You know what I'm saying?
I remember. Also, there was this one video game. I forgot what it was, and they were telling people it was at 1080p. And I remember somebody came out, and I remember somebody tried to sue him for false advertisement. I can't remember what game that was. I want to say this was during the PS4.
That sounds familiar.
It could have been early PS4. And they were saying that their game was running at 1080p, and then it came out. Somebody found out it was running at 4 or 9 something p. And they were like, this is false advertisement, and da 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 da. And so it's like people can't tell the difference. They believe what they hear and be like, okay, it is what it is. You didn't tell me what it is, so my brain just thinks it is what you said it was. So. Like, or even there's a show on Netflix. I think it's called Magic for Humans. I think that's what it's called. It's a magician show, but he does like mental tricks as well. And so he had this one where he pretty much had a you remember those? You'll probably remember this. I don't know if other people will, but you remember when we used to go and take tests, you had those little dividers to divide your test from the people around you if you guys were sitting at the same table.
Yeah, I know someone.
He had one of those dividers, and he had them put their real hand behind the divider, but he had a little sheet over their shoulder, and then he put this fake hand like in front of them. that looked, you know, similar to their real hand. And he was actually doing stuff to their real hand, and they weren't really feeling, they weren't feeling the pain. But when he would do something to the fake hand, because their mind thought that that fake hand was their real hand because it was sitting right in front of them. Like, I'm gonna have to send that to you. It's crazy because your mind is so powerful. Your mind, when people say your mind playing tricks on you, like, that shit's real. Your mind definitely can play tricks on you.
You know, like, you can get lost. You can also, like, you know, when certain things fall too fast or move, that's what they'll
great segue.
You know, you'll feel sick. You can feel like motion sickness. Like, my homie was playing this parachute game and he was like, I think I need to stop this one. And I was like, you know,
that's why I feel.
I pretty much said it out.
That's why I feel like with the just how we have the ESRB for our regular games, they really need to have something like that for VR games, like to say like intermediate, whatever the middle will be, experienced, and then, you know, extreme, so people can know what they're getting into. Because, bro, as soon as you get into Iron Man VR, and I'm an experienced VR player, whatever you want to say, a gamer, but as soon as you get in the Iron Man VR, like, you're flying instantly. And I'm like, bro, they should have not started this demo out that way, because it had me a little discombobulated. Like, it took me a minute to be like, okay, all right, I'm good. Because the acceleration, like, it literally says push the T button, which is the little trigger buttons on your move stick, to fly. And then, like, as soon as you push it, like, you take off. And I was like, whoa. But nonetheless, that's a dope demo. If you guys have the PlayStation VR headset, dust it off. Try out that Iron Man demo. It is really, really good. I don't know what's going on with Sony. I don't know if they got some kind of Marvel deal going on or what, but between Spider-Man and then now Iron Man and VR and, you know, who knows whatever else they got going on. I ain't knocking it. I'm all for it. But yeah, that if you heard, you need to try.
Yeah, I planned on it. I was just so Iron Man focused VR on game finishing Final Fantasy. I didn't even I had to finish it. I got to finish it because I got a couple other games that I want to play before The Last of Us 2 comes out. So yeah, I got a couple of things, a couple of DLCs too. It's crazy. I'm actually just doing like the DLC for Horizon. I'm going to do the DLCs for Spider-Man, and then I want to do the DLC for The Last of Us.
That's another game. I never played The Last of Us.
I mean, I never played The Last of Us DLC. Excuse me.
What?
Better yet, I never finished it, so I'm gonna play it over and finish it. It's not that long, so I know the story because I had the comic book, so I already knew.
So did you watch the gameplay that they came out with today?
I did.
I guess yes.
It's fine. So it's Monday every day. Yeah, I did. It is. It's just Monday all over again. It's Groundhog Day.
How was it?
It was good. I mean, it wasn't spoilery. I mean, I feel like it wasn't needed, but I understand why they did it.
I heard it was gruesome.
Yeah, it's brutal. The game is definitely violent. Like,
so are they pushing what you remember? So I don't know if you remember the conversation we had on this podcast a couple months back, and I was like, I want to see an adult rated game, not the nudity aspect of it, but the game goes so far that they got to put that adult rating on there, because people think adult rating means nudity and all that. And I just mean, no, the game is so crazy that they got to put the, so does it look like it's pushing the boundaries of mature to, like,
I
want
to see what the story has to offer. And if I think I know what the story is about, cause I haven't seen any spoilers, and please don't nobody spoil it for me. I haven't, but I have my ideas of what the story is about and what has people kind of outraged, because that was what I thought the game was about when I first. I'm not going to talk about it because I don't want to spoil it, because I don't want to put that idea in somebody's head. You see what I'm saying?
Okay, talk to me after the show then, because I'm curious.
I had this idea in my head about what the story was about once the E3 trailer. I was like,
once we found out that she was
her sexuality. Nah, it has nothing to do with her sexuality.
Okay.
But once I seen that, I was like, okay, got it. Yeah, I kind of got it. Okay, I kind of understand. And then, so we'll see. That's all I'm going to say, is we'll see. I'll talk to you after the show. But I don't want to ruin it for. I don't want to.
I'm excited for this game.
It might be real, and then you know, once you plant that seed in somebody's head, they're going to be looking for that moment, and then you know what I'm saying. So it almost that's like it's kind of like ruining it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's almost kind of like, you know, you'd be thinking like, oh yeah, this event, spoiler. Apple's going to show off the iPhone. And, then they don't show off the iPhone. It's a light spoiler. Mad at Apple. And it's like, well, they didn't say they was going to do it. You thought that. Okay, got you. But I am so, again, we've talked about on the show, I was like, my most anticipated game is Cyberpunk. And it still is. But after seeing the gameplay, it definitely was
there was never a shadow of a doubt.
Oh yeah, like, I can't wait to play this game.
I don't know.
Well, because I haven't been watching. When I say I've been blacked out, like this is the first thing I've seen since the announcement trailer. Like how many years ago they showed it? This is the first thing I've seen. Because when they showed something at one of the E3s when they had the orchestra. And I just didn't want to see nothing. And I almost didn't watch this, but I'm so hungry for some kind of content. I was like, you know what? Let me just watch it.
And it wasn't spoilery.
It's only 20 minutes.
None of the trailers have been spoilery. Like all the trailers,
they've done a really good job.
Like they really make you ask more questions. Like especially like the one with the that we found out, you know, about the religious cult. You know what I'm saying? So we
spoiler alert, her girlfriend's gonna die.
That's not how you spoiler alert something.
Yeah. I don't know if she is or isn't, but the way this game is, that's not how you
spoiler alert something.
This game is so damn dark. I could see that happening. Because I've been going back and I've been playing the original, well, the only one, the first Last of Us, and like, man, that story, it's like they want you to feel depressed. You go feel depressed.
It worked.
I think
I got emotional.
Okay, her girlfriend going
I think
back.
I cried.
Oh, I definitely did, because that's when my daughter was still brand new.
I remember playing that at work because I had to test it, and I was hella mad that I had to test it early. And I remember being at my desk, like, teared up though a little bit. Like, I was like, oh, bro, come on, this is weak. Why y'all got me playing this right now? Like, this is not work appropriate. This is not work appropriate.
That was crazy. And then, excuse me. Fast forward to today, this year, and any game that's ever had any kind of a pandemic to it, especially like The Division, it's like shit. And more so The Division because of the fact it was based in New York. I mean, let me not laugh, because it's not funny what's going on and what's happened in New York, because this pandemic has hit New York City like, man. So for The Division story to be based on a pandemic in New York, and then a couple years later here we are, like, that stuff is crazy. So between Ubisoft and The Simpsons, goodness gracious, The Simpsons is some crazy shit though. Like, I don't know how The Simpsons keep predicting shit.
I mean, it's a lot of it's just luck, you know what I'm saying? A lot of it's just they take like certain things and they go like, all right, you know, like, oh, this could be this. And then it just happens to hit a lot, you know. But there is a lot of times where it's
a lot, like they need to put a lot of lottery numbers up on the screen,
the predictions don't hit, but they have been like pretty accurate on,
for sure,
like, weirdly accurate on things like certain things like Super Bowl teams. And it's like,
the scores are actually almost accurate.
What? But I mean, that's good. That, you know, it's whatever. It's just weird. And the show's been out for like 45 billion years.
A million years. Yeah, man. I went back because, you know, Disney Plus. Watched the first episode. Ooh.
Oh, the deep voice Homer? Hello, Mars. Yeah, they changed all that up. Bye.
Yeah,
that shit was crazy. But at the time, that shit was fire. I remember used to watch that on the Tracy Ullman show when I was little. My mom would, that was the only part of the show she would let me watch. was The Simpsons.
That's what she would call it. The Simpsons about to come out.
I get in there and watch The Simpsons. I used to love that. I used to love Bart, bro. I used to be addicted to Bart Simpson.
Man, the good old days, man. Yeah, he's a cultural icon, definitely. For sure. So to a call back to when we talked about EA and the NFL, the partnership is extended to 2025. So we got a hell of more years of this bullshit.
But hopefully they get it right. I just think they need to stop making annual games. If they stop making annual products and just update the product that they have, so almost turn Madden into a live service.
If people stop buying it, they'll do it.
What I'm saying is, if you want to actually make the game better, improve the game, the thing, because like they just don't have enough time, right? It's time. If they were able to have another 9 months, because listen, they go back to back. Like their work schedule is
great.
Sports games, I don't envy sports titles. They have to put out a game every year, like clockwork. So that means at a certain point during the life cycle of the game, they're already thinking about the next game.
I wish I could just get a behind the scenes look at how their workflow is, since their turnaround time is so short. But with that being said, 2K is supposed to be making a couple of non-simulation football games. So I'm really curious to see what 2K is cooking up.
Look at what they're doing with they bought NBA Playgrounds. They just announced that they've been bought it.
They did?
NBA 2K Playgrounds 2 or something like that, whatever it's called. It's 2K owns Playgrounds. Yeah.
I didn't know that. I don't know how I missed that one.
Because I bought the first one.
It was cool.
They bought that whoever made the golf club. That's why they're coming out with NBA, PGA 2K21. So I'm actually kind of excited for a golf game. So I used to love golf games, but Tiger Woods. But no, what is happening to me? This podcast is off the rails.
Speaking of golf, I played some.
I saw that
everybody
I saw that
golfs
the VR version.
And it's amazing. I think I'm gonna cop that. I wish it had multiplayer. It doesn't, but I wish it did. But that game is, man, because that's the first sports game, like legit sports game that I've played in VR. And because I know 2K has their thing, and I never tried it because I'm like, I'm not even gonna waste my time.
I'm surprised
that like I felt like I was MLB on a golf course.
2K or the show, the show has a VR thing, I think. If I remember correctly, they have a home run derby.
Well, I know that in the store, there's a home run derby, which if you want trophies, you get some easy trophies in that thing. There's no platinum, but you get easy 100%. Just saying.
I want easy trophies with a platinum.
Bars. Let's get to some of this other news. What else we got up in here? Game sales are continuing to go up. Went up 163% in April from year to year. So everybody's spending their stimulus checks and unemployment on video games. Shout out to Microsoft and Solitaire turning 30 years old. That was 6 days ago. And it still has 35 million Solitaire? Monthly players.
Yes, everybody loves Solitaire.
Shout out to that. Man, that's been one of the most classic PC games like ever. That was that used to be Snake on the cell phone, but that died eventually. Grand Theft Auto 5 has sold over 130 million units. That is like standing ovation to them. That is incredible, extremely impressive. There's reports that Microsoft is going to have a June event, but which we know about, but is going to focus closely on giving pretty much the full remainder of the details on the console. So I could definitely see them going into more of the features and things of that nature, maybe whatever hardware functionality we don't know about. I'm definitely intrigued by that. Anybody who's planning on buying Ghost of Tsushima, it's going to be 50 gigs that you're going to need of free space. That's actually nice to hear. So used to hearing of games being 80 and 100 these days. Freaking Call of Duty is damn near 200
Call of Duty's out of control. Like they, gigs. The way they did this game is stupid. Like it's
like I don't understand what's going on.
Yeah,
like what happened? Like I can't nobody knows how to compress.
I mean, I already don't have Spec Ops and single player on there. All I have is multiplayer and Warzone.
See, I still haven't tried it yet. I still do want to try is the co-op side of it. The Spec Ops. I still want to try that. I haven't tried it yet.
That's the new story. That's the story expansions. All the story. So, like, even the end of the game, the story continues in Spec Ops. Like, yeah, like,
God, I
mean, yeah. There's characters in that. You know what I'm saying? Like, which I was like, I guess I don't know if that's
no. Did it. What check this out. The NPD reports that video game spending in quarter one, 2020, so that's from January to March 31st, reached highest quarterly total in U.S. history. So we was making history in multiple ways. And then last but not least, Microsoft has confirmed that production is underway of the Series X. So Series X coming soon, people. We're actually going to, for a minute, we haven't had an uncut portion of the podcast. We're actually getting ready to get into that right now. So for all of you guys who want to stay and listen, please do. For those of you guys that's taking off early, thank you guys for tuning in, and we'll see you guys next week. So non-gaming related shiznit going on. We had a young man. He was an older guy, but he was young. Too young to be dying. Not resisting. Not giving the police a hard time. Being obedient. Police, so this happens in, happened in Minneapolis. I don't know if I said that part or not already. Four cops, three cops standing, just standing around. One cop kneeling down, knee on the back of this man's neck. The man is squirming, saying, "I can't breathe." Ends up passing away. Because they kill me how in the police report they say he passed away. At the hospital, that motherfucker passed away right there on the concrete. There's so many things that happen when I see that video or didn't happen. First off, when they find out the dude is unconscious, the way they roll him over is like he was just like a dog, just still super aggressive, like. No urgency, not no care in the world for like, oh my God, he might be dead. Like no nothing. I forgot what they're called. The freaking ambulance. What are they called? What are the people that ride the ambulance called? The EMTs. They're there. Nobody administers mouth to mouth resuscitation of any kind. Like they literally drag this man's body over. It for those of you guys who didn't see it, it was just sad, so sad. You got bystanders talking about, "Yo, he can't breathe." Like, why do you need to have your knee in the back of a man's neck that is handcuffed?
I could tell you why.
It just really pisses me off how. It really pisses me off how there's always an underlying excuse. Because there's people like, well, he had to have been resistant. Well, nothing that he could have been doing makes it okay
You know what his offense
for is. This man to no longer be with us.
Mm-mm. You know what they
yeah, being black. Oh, why they stopped him? No, I don't know.
He tried to use a counterfeit $10 bill. So, George Lloyd died over a counterfeit $10 bill. Bernie Madoff took millions from hella people. He just died in jail. You know what I'm saying? Like, fraud is fraud, right? What's the difference? But it's very sad. I couldn't watch it. I couldn't watch the video. Just because, you know, I heard the audio. I heard some of the audio, and I was like, I can't see that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want to see that shit. You know, this grown-ass man screaming for his mama and shit. I don't need that. I know what time it is. Like, it's sad as fuck. It doesn't. I don't need the wake-up call. You know what I'm saying? Like, but the sad part is I don't think it's going to change nothing. I think people are going to be outraged for a little bit, and then things are going to go back to normal. Like, they burned the fuck out of Minnesota, so be safe out there. But, yeah, man, I don't know, man. I'm not going to say how I feel. Nah, I'm not going to do that.
Why not?
I mean,
because I'm about to say how I feel.
I don't know. It's shit weak. It's weak, though.
And then did you see the – see, my thing is I really feel like we're starting to get to that breaking point. I really feel like us as a community, it's like we're like – because I don't think people understand how patient black people are, like how patient and forgiving we – and loving that we are. Like, I know we're looked at as monsters. I know we're looked at as animals, buffoons. I know we're looked at as being like the cool kids. People want to – take from our culture and not give back to it. Like, I get how people view and see us, but I don't think people understand like how truly loving and forgiving that we are. And I really feel like it's starting to get to that point to where it's like, all right, motherfuckers, it's like we didn't protest, check. Peacefully protest, check.
It's just riot, funny how check. And I didn't mean to like, cut you off, but it's just funny how Cap kneeled, and that was like a huge deal, right? It was like this big thing. It was like this crazy ordeal. Like, how dare he? How dare he? How dare he? The cats in Michigan, no one was like, why was no one outraged? These dudes are these people, because it was men and women, strapped up, walking to the courthouse, talking about, oh, reopen the government. That was like cool because they're considered patriots. Like, I think I just saw something like Ted Cruz said this, like, this beautician never closed their shop. She's a patriot. She's a rebel. But, like, why wasn't Cap getting afforded the same thing? Like, he didn't do anything that he – first of all, he's an entertainer, right? So he that's all his job is, to entertain. All he did was take a knee during the national anthem, and people went fucking ballistic. And it's like – it's only because he was black. Because if Tom Brady took that stance for fucking AARP or some shit, I'm just making up something. I know that's for old people, but or it's not necessarily for old people. But you know what I'm saying? If he took a stand on that, nobody would be like, oh my God, Tom Brady's started a revolution. You know what I'm saying? It would have been a nothing but positive, excuse me, affirmation for him. And it's like, why don't we get the same treatment? And we know why. You sitting here saying, I'm not dumb. I get it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm old enough to get it. Maybe some of our younger listeners are people who aren't, but I get it. I understand. Like, and it's crazy. I was having a conversation with my homeboy. I was like, being black is hella cool. Like, I wouldn't want to be anything else in the world. I hope everybody feels that way about what they are. But I'm like, it's weak when you're young and when you finally get the veil removed, you know, you get the your goggles taken off and you see the world for what it is and how people think about you. It's like, really? Like, what the fuck? You know what I'm saying? It's like, it's very jarring, and a lot of people don't get that, right? Like, our white listeners, our brethren, you know what I'm saying, and sisters, the world looks different for them, but they don't have to deal with that. They see it. They're like, oh shit, racism exists? That's crazy.
Yeah, that's and that's the privilege that and that's the that's yeah, what, that's sure. the benefit would, of being the majority.
But it would be the same way. Yeah, it's that's the power of being, yeah, the majority, 100%.
And it's just so sad. And then, I mean, even on a lighter note, but that still the same thing. You know, that the Central Park situation. That's
true. I don't know why that one made me more outraged. I don't know why, but that one made me hella mad. And I think it was because.
Probably because of how she was doing. Go ahead.
Like, I'm not saying the cop did it accidentally. Exactly. Of course, he knew what he was doing. Look at his schmug face. But it was the. She knew.
No, but I know what you mean. It's like you recognize your privilege. What she thought. And you're about was, to use it to your advantage. Like,
black people are afraid of the police. So if I say, hey, I'm going to call the police and tell them that you're threatening me. She thought that he was going to just run and scatter, right? Like, oh my God, police, black people, white woman, I got to go. Like some Scooby-Doo shit, right? But he didn't, and he didn't say anything after that. He's like, call him. I dare you to. And then that's when he called her bluff, right? So then she calls him, and meanwhile, she's choking the shit out of her dog. Which I found out that they took her dog away because there's one thing that people care more about mm-hmm. than anybody else. It's animals. People care more. If it was animals getting killed like this, I guarantee we would have laws. It would be changed. 100%. If it was just a bunch of cops Absolutely. Killing puppies and shit. Oh, bro. Kittens. Oh my God. Bro, it would be worldwide outrage. It would be like, fucking it would be the craziest shit ever. Like it would have to stop. It would have the executive order. The president's not doing executive orders towards social media. He's doing executive orders to like stop the dog killers. You know what I'm saying? Like federal offense to kill an animal. Like animals are protected. It would have been some crazy shit. But anyway, the lady, she knew, bro. She knew what's up. She knew that, but it didn't work, right? So she said it again. And then the third time is when she started crying. And she was doing the frantic cry, which is like the I'm in danger. When girls cry like that, women cry like that, it's usually like the I'm in danger. I don't know what to do. Help me, please. It's that cry. You know what I'm saying? Like, please, this man is threatening me. I need to help. It's like that cry. Like, if you.
Yeah. I really don't know how she didn't go to jail for that, honestly. Claim.
But, I mean, she's white, man. She ain't going to jail. Man.
Yeah.
She lost.
Wow, I mean, especially in New York City in the middle of a pandemic, like you're risking these officers' health.
Do we realize that it was five black dudes, 30 something odd years ago, 40 years ago, that got hit with a false rape charge in Central Park, and we doing that?
Central Park Five.
But that just show people just don't give a fuck, bro. Like she really believed like that was gonna scare her. And she walked absolutely close to him like she's gonna touch him. First of all, we in a pandemic, we not touching, right? We not hugging, we not touching.
My thing is the way I even view it, I don't even think that she thought he was going to get scared and walk away.
I wasn't saying that video showed me, oh, I warded him off. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that she knows that that is what's scary to black people, right? So that's what I'm saying. She thought it was going to scare him.
Absolutely.
Like it was going to change the power dynamic. Like I have this power over you that I can push a button and say this salacious thing that doesn't even it's not real. I'm lying to them, but I know that if they hear that, that's the code word for them to come beat your ass and possibly kill you. That's what it was. And
that's why when I saw that video, that let me know, it's like when you be talking to these white people and they be like, but we don't understand, we don't know what's going on. That showed me y'all motherfuckers do know what's up. Y'all do know what's going on. And y'all just choose to ignore it. Because clearly, she was like, oh, well, if I call the cops on you and they come out here and I'm a white woman, you can use a different scenario. And 9 times out of 10, they're going to kill your ass.
Let's say I had some kind of deficiency, right? Like, let's say some stupid shit, like, and not stupid, because probably somebody's really allergic to this. Like, let's say I was allergic to plastic and we get into an argument and you know this secret about me and you go, I'm a. I'm gonna throw this plastic bag at you. I'm like, well, damn, bro, you know, like that, you know that causes me harm. Why would you do that? Why are you threatening me with something that you know? That's like, that would be like Lois Lane every right. time her and Superman get into an argument. She's like, you know what? Let me get this kryptonite on my purse with your bitch at. All right, and you know what I'm saying? It's like, why are you doing that? You know that's my weakness, or you know that's something that can cause me harm. Why are you threatening me with that? Mm-hmm. Like, that's your only card you have? First of all, I just said, hey, put your fucking dog on a leash in a part of the park where dogs are supposed to be on leashes. But she felt like, hey, why is this black person talking to me? I'm going to call the police on you. And I'm also going to point, and I'm going to act like I'm going to touch you because I know it's a pandemic because I'm wearing a mask and I'm choking the shit out of my dog. Yeah, that one pissed me off. That one pissed me off.
Yeah.
Because it's like, dude is a Marvel editor, a Harvard grad, so. a bird watcher. Do we understand that? I mean, black people could be anything, but come on, man. A bird watcher? First of all, that's tight as fuck. And it's also like one of the nerdiest things you could possibly be. Like, how do you get into bird watching, like, professionally? Or, like, you know, like, I'm an avid bird watcher. I go out and watch the swallows of San Capistrano. You know what I'm saying? It's like, that's tight. Like, who, like, that passion inside of you found, mm-hmm. like, birds is the thing. It's like, damn, we can do anything. You get what I'm saying? Like, you don't have to be what they think you're supposed to be. Like, he chose to be a bird watcher and a comic book editor. Like, that's tight. You know what I'm saying? And like, I'm glad that came out. No, I'm glad that came out. You go ahead.
And I apologize. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, apologize.
No, you good.
No, apologize. Sorry. Nope. Good sir. Sorry,
my friend. I feel like Dale Healey has one of, well, I'm not sure if he coined the phrase, but he's the only person I've ever heard say it. But I feel like D.L. Hewley has like one of the most dopest quotes and statements of all time, where he's like, the most dangerous place a black man can live is in white people's imagination. And like, if you take the time That's to break bar. Down that statement, That's I'm like, shit. That's a bar. The worst place a black man can live is in white people's and imagination. And I'm like, and that's exactly what it is, because it's y'all imagination to lead y'all to believe that we're the fucking boogeyman, because that's how we're treated. Like, we are the boogeyman. Like, you, my black friend, are more powerful. You're quicker than me. Like, yes, well, you don't have a gun in your hand, but you being black is enough of a weapon.
People with darker skin are historically have been treated worse than people with lighter skin. That's in any culture. That's not it. That's not just an American thing. That's a
for sure.
That's mm-hmm. a Mexico thing. That's a Brazil thing. Huge problem in Brazil. That's an Indian thing. That's a Indian. Chinese thing. We could just say Asia. That's a world problem. Where I mean, there's ads in Asia for bleaching your skin. Shoot. I mean, look at Sammy Sosa. Google Sammy Sosa. Yeah. Oh, it's still hilarious. He looks like a fucking clown.
That was the funniest shit of all time when I saw that.
You know what's crazy with Sammy Sosa? Oh,
what was the name of that movie? Living Large, was it? Do you remember that? Yeah, I know that's like, I know there's a lot of people that ain't gonna know that movie.
Tommy Davidson.
Was that Living Large? It was a dude from Living Single.
No. You're talking about T.C. Carson.
I don't know his real name.
You're talking about Kratos.
I don't know his real name.
Yeah. T.C. Carson. Yeah.
Kyle. The original, yep. And he was a news reporter.
Yeah, he basically
and then like to get further in his news field.
I think it was Living.
What is the name of that movie? Like, was
and
it?
And you also have the 80s classic.
I'm gonna have
Soul
to Google
Man.
That. That's I'm wondering how many people know of that
Which
movie.
Was the white dude that painted that went Oh, you know what? I'm not even gonna ruin the trailer of Soul Man for you, because I'm pretty sure a lot of you haven't seen it. Just YouTube Soul Man, and let me know what you think. Let me know what you think of the trailer of Soul Man. Soul Man is something else. Like, that movie would never fly today. I don't even want to tell you the premise of the movie.
It's Speaking of that, though, I was watching because pretty much I went back and I went through my DVD collection and I gave Vudu like a good amount of money. For y'all that don't know, if you go to Vudu.com, you got to have an account with them. Go to Vudu.com. If you have your movies, scan the barcode of your movie. If the movie is available on their platform, for $2, you could get the SD version. I don't know who would want that. But for $5, you can get the HD version of the movie. And so I just went through and I just scanned heck of my movies. I got like $80 worth. And so I was watching Tropic Thunder yesterday. And I'm like, shit, this would not fly today. But I don't know what kind of studying Robert Downey Jr. did. But that was some that shit is still funny to me. That shit is still funny to me to this day. But nonetheless, people, that is the podcast for this week. I hope you guys are doing the best that you can.
Breonna Taylor.
Stay healthy, stay clean.
Floyd, who was, you know, it's crazy. That was Steven Jackson's partner, the former Warrior and Indiana Pacer and, you know, commentator now. All the Smoke. Him and Matt.
What's the name of his their podcast?
That's a really good podcast and show. Shout out to him. That's a dope ass show. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that was his people, man. That's sad. You know, that's his people. It was another person. Who else? Somebody else. Oh, and rest in peace to Darth Karen, Amy Cooper, because she got fired. Oh, no. But oh, it was another dude today. It was another dude, White Cat, Jim Chad. You know, his name was Tom Austin, and he was calling the police on these three black cats working out at a gym in an office building, and he didn't believe that they had an office there, like three young cats, and they opened up some, you know, some TikTok advertisement business or some shit like that, and he couldn't believe that they were in this gym, and he was like, "Why are you here? My name is Tom Austin. Why are you here? You know what I'm saying? I work here. Do you work here?" And I don't believe that. And he's like, "Yeah, we have a place here." He's like, "I don't believe it." And he's like, "Man, that's none of your business." Like, and yeah, so he lost his lease, and because they posted it on their social media, and it posted it on the social media of the building that they were using, and the building like canceled his lease. And then he obviously did the traditional, "I have learned from my mistakes" apology, which doesn't mean he, yeah, you know, I shouldn't have, yeah, I shouldn't have,
I swear, say, I, said I
like,
pray.
I shouldn't have, hope, I shouldn't have pushed it that far, or something like that. I was like,
I hope and I pray that I'm never in any of these positions where either my sister passes on from something tragic like this, or I got somebody at Central Park or somebody in the gym who pops off at me. Because let me tell you guys something. I am a very educated, very professional, very kind, keen soul. But if I'm ever in the situation, because old boy's brother was on CNN today and he was like, "Yo," he was like, "You know, we don't want the rioting. We don't want this, that, and the third." I'm going to be on the news being like, "Yo, fuck that city up. Y'all didn't give a fuck about my brother. I don't give a fuck about your city." Like, I'm going to be the wrong person to interview because everybody else handles it right. I won't be that person. "Oh, I apologize to the guy in the park. Hopefully he accepts my apology." Nah, and they go to him, "Do you accept her apology?" "Yeah, I accept her apology."
Oh, fuck. She don't have that dog no more. That dog
you
was
and your
a,
dog can suck
that dog,
a dick.
Look, bro, that dog was a rescue dog.
Y'all both can
still suck that dog where they took that dog away. So crazy. She was treated, bro. That dog said, "Arr!"
Yeah.
Now that dog
was damn control, like, though. But the bro, way chick, pay attention
it,
to
she
me.
She shouldn't have a dog because that dog was too much for her already. It was way too much for her. Like she needed like a
Exactly. And I'm a huge proponent of that, man. Like, I remember when I used to have my dog, there was this lady when I used to live in apartments. She used to have this thick
you gotta be pit bull your dog
that she could not control. Yeah. And I'm like, "Bro, you don't need to be walking your dog. That's so sexist." No, it's a fact. The dog's dragging your ass. Like, you can't pull your dog away when he's trying to get to my dog. Like, so it got to a point to where
That's not sexist.
I didn't report her, but I just started walking my dog in a whole other direction.
Observation. Sure, you're going to label you.
Well, you know, people are quick to want to put labels on people and shit. So.
You know, like, yeah, you're a woman. Yeah, exactly.
You what? Like, what are you doing with a pit bull? You're a woman. Like, I didn't say that.
Like that. You, but I'm seeing you being slung around by this. Yeah. So it's like, hey, you might
drug. Like, she can't. Yeah. She can't walk regular. When she walked her dog, it was always at a 90-degree angle.
Also, it's for the safety of other people. Because what if your dog goes off? You're not gonna be able to do anything about it. Shit, barely some grown ass men. Once dogs, certain dogs go off, people can't do nothing. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I've seen some huge pit bulls. Like, some of them, like, and I love all animals, but some of them, like, y'all, things need to be like in a zoo.
I love when they get. I love the girl.
Them things are huge. I love when, like, I've seen grown men with them, and I'm like, bro, you can't.
These are like, oh, look how buff she is. She's so buff. Like, damn, she
out there. Yeah.
Fuck somebody up. Like,
I'm sure you've seen the ones on social media where they're huge and they're, and like, it'll be like a female or a little kid.
I don't know what kind of dog.
Giving them a bath, and I'm like, that dog is.
They almost look like bears. They almost look fake.
Oh, yeah.
They almost look fake. They almost don't look like real things, but they're like.
My boy has one.
They don't. They look like they should be like, it looks like you should be able to ride on the back of them. You know what I'm saying? Like, and you probably could. Like, a little kid could, or a smaller person.
Yeah, shit.
Motherfucker, you see how big they are?
But they unfortunately don't live that long either.
Think about it. All big dogs die early. Because they just don't. Most dog bigger dogs don't last long.
Yeah.
Little ones, most of them don't last long. Or medium sized to little are last. But when you get to the get to the Great Dane size and all them dogs, they lifespan short. Either. They are.
Oh yeah.
We went Great Dane. The rest in peace to those people, dogs, man. And shout out to all them racist haters.
Yeah, like I said, don't let that ever happen to me. You're going to see me on the news cutting up.
Burn that motherfucker down, G. Like,
burn that motherfucker down. Yeah. Because me and Naomi, we were having the conversation. What, she was like, you know, them doing that stuff is not getting nowhere. And I'm like, and like I said, I don't agree with them doing it. But at the same time, I'm like, bro, okay. These people, some people are reaching their breaking point.
No. It's stupid, right? But that's
like,
but
going
that's
in not Target the and snatching
that's
up
like
TVs.
Any
I'm
riot,
like, all right,
though.
Come on,
yeah, I know. That's any riot.
But you know how it is, though. And I was saying that, yo, bro. I swear to you, I said the same thing to Naomi. I was like, there ain't no difference from what they're doing with these
when
white people
riot
doing
is
Boston
a riot,
when the Patriots win the Super
Bowl.
It don't
matter about black, white, Indian, or Mexican or nothing. It's just when people loot, when people see an opportunity for free shit, there's gonna be an element of people that's gonna go for it. That's just what it is. And then it's gonna be like waves, right? You got the anarchists who are there to cause trouble, right? Then you got the second wave of people that's like curious. Mm-hmm. They like, oh shit, free shit. Mm-hmm. Then you got the third wave is like, oh my god. And then the fourth and fifth wave of people that don't fuck with it at all. But usually people are gonna just go because they see opportunity. Mm-hmm. That's all it is.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie to you. I probably most likely wouldn't. I'm not gonna say never, but it would be very rare for me to go to a protest. Only because,
I mean, it just depends on the protest.
A lot
of
people don't know how.
I think that wasn't. I think that wasn't. I think that was more.
It does.
That was already
Chaos
anyway,
because
it wasn't organized. It was more just like a feeling. It was just a feeling. So even if it was organized for some groups,
people
there
just
were other groups that were just mad. And you know, and when you get enough people mad, it's going to turn into chaos. You know what I'm saying?
Now, what I will say, this is what I was going to ask you earlier and I forgot. Have you seen the video footage of the police officers protecting this man's house? Like, I saw the video footage. There was more cops surrounding his house than I think or they literally probably had to have the whole Minneapolis task force like at his house. Like, if you wanted to rob a bank that day, you most likely would have got away with it.
Yeah, because they know what time
the amount of it was hell of them out there.
The lynch's ass, but so you, that shit public.
First off, how did they find his house? I'd be wondering that. Like, how do people be?
The internet is too good, bro. The internet is too good, bro.
Man, they finding people's jobs.
You know why? Remember what we talked about?
Gems,
the curse.
I mean, yeah. Once you go on people's social media,
your information is out there. So it's public domain. Yeah, when you join these social sites and Twitter and all that shit, are you join LinkedIn and you updating your resume and you do something fucked up? Guess what? They
Or just imagine you know somebody because I mean, you know people that work at Google, you know people that work at Facebook, you know people that work at Twitter, so you know the right person.
Someone's
going to
see you that knows you, and they're going to say, "Oh, that's so and so." And then that person's going to say, hey, my people know so-and-so. They went to school together. Or they work together. And then it just spreads. It just...
Mm-hmm. Well, that's funny because what happened, we'll talk about that off air. I don't want to put that out there. This is all crazy.
I mean, but that's
and
what,
yeah,
that's
seeing
what they
all the police
do,
officers
though.
Protecting that dude's house
they,
was
they doing
insane.
What they supposed to do as far as like... Yeah, but he's one of theirs, though.
Which is crazy. It's like you're protecting a murderer. How often does that?
Why?
Which is crazy. I find that
why?
So
it's a gang.
Fucking crazy, bro. The contradictory of the police.
It's
so why
the
can't we
I
have
mean, the
one?
Police
how do y'all get to
slave
like
force
that,
anyway,
that's the
so,
kind of stuff. That,
I mean, whether you believe that or you believe that it's the Fuhrer,
absolutely
the Nazi police, but. Well,
I don't know how you can't like you clearly you know, don't
whatever,
do your research if you don't like come
it
on.
It wasn't made to keep the peace, air quotes. You know what I'm saying? The slave police was created to keep slaves in check and catch runaway slaves and or harass black people and sell them into slavery. So, but yeah, whatever.
Yep. Yeah, man, let me stop because I can keep going. So thank you guys for tuning into the podcast. Again, if you guys want to hit us up on Twitter, at HoodNurseCEO, at DLB23. If you guys want to get on the podcast, holla at us. Come talk to us. Leave us a voicemail at anchor.fm/DLB Network. Again, anchor.fm/DLB Network. Leave us a voicemail, talk shit, do whatever it is you want to do. And we'll play your voicemail during the podcast. Everybody until next week's show, we are out of here.